Alman Aleph, halfway down the page. Omer Rava. The Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua, Kasha. The Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, Loi Kasha. So Abaye asked Rava, he only addressed the issue whether we have a steer in Rabbi Shua. We have a, that Mishnah acts as a steerer to Rabbi Gamliel as well. Why? Because the Haktani Sefer, the Mishnah over there continues and says, Amar lehen Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel responded to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Kibalnu eduschem, that which you're giving us a Masara, that Amonis Isa is Mutter, we believe your testimony. But Abaman Nasa, Shegozer Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, Shalalahushu Bezin Alkach, Rabbi and Zakeh, I said, that you can, addressing this scenario, that Bezin should not undertake this case to permit it, because Shakhanim Shemin Lechem L'Rachik and below the Karev. I'm not sure exactly. He's saying since the Khanim will listen anyway, it's not worth it to see the Bezin upon it, or that we want to leave the Khanim with this their natural inclination towards Chumrah. On this issue, we want to leave it as such. But either way, he says, we're not going to allow it. So here we have a situation where it's a case of Safik, and the woman is, and the woman, we do not put her on her chazaka. In our mission, we put her on her chazaka. So it's a steer in Rabbi Gamliel, according to. So why are you only asking from the Rabbi Shua? You need to ask on Rabbi Gamliel as well. I can answer Rabbi Gamliel in the following way. In our Mishnah, the woman is saying definitively that she's permitted. In the scenario of the Monasisa, the woman herself is not claiming that. All the woman is saying is she herself is saying, I don't know. So that was when Mamlila relies on the chazaka to permit the woman. It's only in conjunction with the fact that the woman is saying Bori that she is permitted. Okay. Rather than saying the difference between Isha Mazana, Badeka is not Badeka's Mazana, but the difference is Hasim Chat Sveika, Hacha Trey Sveiki. In our mission over here, we only have one suffix, because he holds in apashavas l'rayas. We have to assume there was bia. The only question was: is the man permitted or not? But the case over there, there was treis sveiki. Now Rashi grapples with why there's treis sveiki. Rashi says tupshatim in the treis sveiki. Hilkach. So the extent of the machlokes is the following: the Rabbi Gamliel olam lebori, he holds the significance of her claim of bori is so strong. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's so strong that filo b'chad sveika nami machshir, even with only one suffix, he would permit it. V'kilei shema, but if the woman, if the situation, if the proponent himself is not clear, the Philip is Sveik Sveik and Amipazel. Even though there's a Sveik Sveik, it's still Osir. Rishua Alam Lei Chad Sveika, the Philip of Bori and Amipazel. Rishua, even though she's saying Bori, but since it's only one Sveik, we have to Machmer. Mikilei Sveik Sveik, the Philip of Shem and Amimachshir. So that's how we understand the Machlaikas. Okay. So now, why did Rava need to redo the answer to Yeshua? Because once he said that the logic of the argument of Rabbi Gamliel is because the woman herself is a Shema, so you can't say that the pshat over there is because that Isha Nisei's Bedeka, so Nisei said she'd be claiming Bori. So if we're going to learn up that the case of the Mishnah that Rabbi Gamliel was talking about, the reason why he's machmer is because of the Shema. So by his answer before, in Rishua, or Rabba's answer back to Abaye in Rishua is no longer valid. That's why we're forced to rethink Rishua's reasoning, and the answer is because of the Sveika. The small choices to Rishua and Rishua Lakasha points that out. Okay. So Rashi. Did Rabban Gamliel are the Rabban Gamliel Lakasha? It's not a question. But to me, it's read as a question. You're not worried about Lakasha. You didn't answer that. Why not? It's not a question. Tony Sefer, the Heav Omerlan, the Sefer of that Mishnah that Ramil responded, Kibalai Duskem, Nemonim Atem Lonu Shekach Shemata. We believe that you have this Masara. But Rechman Zakai made a rule that we can't see the Bezin Al Kakla Tira Lakuna to permit her. We leave her the Vadai Asura, we leave her the state of Isser, Shekharim Shemel Chem, Ibterbel Asura. Of a little carib in terms of materials. You say materials, they're not going to accept it. So Rabbi Yochanan Zake said not to get involved in it. So what's the difference? Hasan Bori, the season he or Mary is Bori Lisha Lakasha Nivaldi. And I'm sure she's saying definitively the man is kosher. Hachagabi Amonaz Isam, Kehechadali Nidan Mesaf Galon. She doesn't know any more than us. So you can't apply the effectiveness of a bori. So according to what the Mor is doing right now, the flow of the Mishnayos, which we had before, makes a lot of sense. You know, because the two Mishnayos of Mammon, it is predicated on the fact that the woman is saying a bori. And he's a Shem, in conjunction with the fact there's also Chazaka, there's Amigo, etc. But there's Bori Rishem plays a role. The more assumed to the point that possibly that the logic of the mission is just because of Bori Rishem and Bori Yadav. So now we come to the case of Isser. So Rav Gamliel continues and says that the Bori versus the everybody else who doesn't know plays a role as well. We see Bori, that the Bori has a power to it. In my Mammonis, where we generally have a rule, there are Amoroyim would say you can be Motzi Mammon with just the Bori. So Bori is not just, it's not just a claim of Ezra, but there's a validity which we give to a Bori, so that works by Yisurim as well. But in this mission over here, Mammonis said there's no Bori. Okay. So Yeshua says the difference is one Suffolk versus one Suffolk, two Sveikas. Chad Sveikam, Sisan Chad Sveikahi. In the Mishnah we have over here, there's only one question. Suffolk Nebula, the Kosher, Suffolk Nebula, the Apostle. We have only one doubt. What was the man, Kosher Apostle? Shrei Loi Bo Zelefaneinu. The man is not here. Vila Bo Shema Makirim Bo Yeshua Apostle. If he would have come, we would have been able to possibly know that he is Apostle. You might have recognized that. Rashi says, first shot. So the Trey Sveiki is like this. It doesn't mean a bona fide Sveik Sveiko. It means it's in multiple generations. Imoi shall suffer kolozeb, born no little suffix. The question started with the mother, like Rashi's case before, was that the mother a amana or a grusha? The Atzmon Loi Netzer Elam Misafik. It means the whole, and she's Aser, but the Misafik she's Aser. Mizu Shabo Machus Benoa. Then that transferred over to her son. And this woman now, the Almana, is a result of that. It's a Karlo Safik Sveka. It's a Safik which was Nerlid because of a Safik. We have nothing. We have nothing definitive in the whole situation. Whereas in the case of our Mishnah, Rashi pointed out before, it's very possible the man is possible. We would have knowledge. Just he's not here to know. That's Rashi's first shot. So that's not your normal two sveikas. It's not a normal sveik sveika. It means that Rishua says in a case where Now, we should throw in that the point is, there is a chazaka of the kashrus over here. And you're raising the question of the chazaka of the kashrus from a situation which never had any definitive status. So that, Rabbi Shua says, I'll rely on the chazaka. Okay. So, Rashi, umidivrei Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam. Yosef Tov Elam was one of the big mechaber of Piyutim. So Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam Matzasi, I found that he said the following. Almonas Isa, Isha Shahaya Bala Sveik Sveika. The case was that the husband already was a Sveik Sveika. So what was a Sveik Sveika? Kagan Shiniskarsha Imoi Mibala Harishan, Suffolk Karav Loi, Suffolk Karav Law. So the first issue we have by the mother is maybe she's a grusha. Umeis, but then the husband died. B'sach shlosha chadashim, within 3 months, before 3 months are up, giving the get. When he calls them, he's not. When he says, and then she married a kayin during that 3 month window. We all ask that. And then gave birth to this son. Savak Shu ben Tisha Larishan. So whatever the status of the mother is, but maybe he's still from the first father. Be kosher. And therefore the child will be a kosher, not necessarily a kayan, but he'll be caught. His almana he's not a possible person, so he doesn't affect a woman that he has beer with. Because even if she had been divorced, we cut him again. He said, it's possible he's from the first husband, so I don't care whether he got again or not. Because that's the only issue if he's from the second husband, who's a kayan. But if he's from the first husband, nothing, not a problem. Vafilachra gets. Maybe they had been together after the get, but if he's from the first husband, because the husband continued to be with her because of the suck was a suffolk garrison, and they had bia afterwards. But a man has a bia in a woman who's divorced from him, if he's a Yisrael, the child is still kosher. Maybe he's from the second husband, who's a kohen. But the Harei was a cholol, and maybe he's a cholol because his mother maybe is divorced. But that's all of you assume he's from the second husband. So Harei sveik sveika. So we have a sveik sveika. Shemayin b'nai shakayin. Maybe he's from the first husband. Even if he's from the second husband. But maybe his mother was an almana and he's kosher. So that's a case of sveik. That's a bona fide sveik sveika. So Rashi, the reason why he's referred to as almana is Isa, she ate by Aruve sveikas harbe. There are multiple issues involved over here. Ki Isuzu, she belusa, like a case of a dough which is mixed up of everything which is in it. The more is going to say almana is a case of nitva ba safachol. What's in timoyin is it's sort of it's like it's deeply drowned in it. It sounds like there's a. Tosis learns that the whole of Rimshad is talking about that there were generations back, there was someone in this family, a questionable situation. That's Lashon Nitma, which fits Lashon Nitma. Nitma means like deep back in the generations, there's some issue which has got absorbed into this family. Rashi says, the Lashon Nitma means, Hana Perusha, Koshin Nitma Boy, Sveke, Ruve, Cholo. There's multiple issues, so that's also Lashon of Timoy. It's like Tosfos learned the case was somewhere in the history of this family of Kahuna, there was a questionable case. So we have no knowledge of who's from that family anymore. It's there, but we're not clear about it. So it's been forgotten exactly the details of who was from whom. And even if it was, we're not sure if it was really a chalalus. That's a seik seika. Okay, that's what the Mora refers to. That's the lashon of Issa. It means the whole family has this issue mixed into it. That's why it's referred to as Issa. Okay, Nitma. That's further. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. So Mora quotes the Tosefta. Brisa. Issa Almanas Issa. Okay. So what's the case of Almanas Issa? That they, which we have the Mishnah Edius, which says that it's kosher, is kol she'ein bo loy mishum amzeris. There's no questions of amzeris involved. Loy mishum nesinus or questions of being a nosin. A nosin was the time of David HaMelech, the Givarnim, were given a status. There was a nation which had a Canaanim which had tricked Yeshua that they were from a distant place, and he made a bris with them not to hurt them. Then it realized that really they're from the Canaanim. They were given the status of the Shor Veimaim and the Chet Veitzim. The time of David HaMelech, we had other Yerubamis. So when Noir Kahanim was destroyed, the Givonim, which had been servicing the city, ended up had nothing to eat, etc. They died. And they had an anger to Shaul HaMelech, which played out as a punishment to Klal Yisrael. And David tried to appease them, and they refused to be appeased unless they would kill some members of Shaul's family. So David said there was a tremendous achzorius in them. He didn't allow them to marry into Klal Yisrael. We discussed then. What's the status of the Isser of marrying from the Shiva Umois after Geirus? In other words, they had some form of Geirus. So this is an Isser Derais, this is the Rabbanim, whatever it is, that's Machlokes Rishonim. So that's the Sinus. So that's not the issue. It's not Mamzeres, not the Sinus, it's Mishum Avdi Malachim, and not because of Avdi Malachim. Rashi will discuss what that is. The issue is only like we've said before. So we don't have those type of issues. The issue was a chalalus issue. So even though the phrase "amanas issa" could apply theoretically to any situation where there's doubtful, multiple issues on the status of the husband, it's not only specifically referring to kahuna, but we're taking that off the table. That's not the issue. It's other issues. The issue is chalalus. Amar Rabbi Meir. Shemati, I have a masara. Choshen bar echem mikolehelu. If you remove all of those issues, the only issue is chalalus. Masein lekuna, she can marry kuna. So Mora's going to ask, that's the Tanakhama said. What's the argument? Rishim ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rameyer. Bechin hoya Rishim ben Manasseh, Omer Kidvorov. Ezoy Almonazisa, Choshen is Bebo, Savachalal. So there was a Sava Chalalus issue. Makir Yisum Amzer Shabinayim, Vemakir Chalalus Shabinayim. So therefore, the Kleistel has Mamzeris is a very significant issue. People keep track of that. So if you have somebody which we do not have a knowledge that they're Mamzer, we have to assume that they're not a Mamzer, and the Savak would be Mutter. But they don't have that same level of tracking on chalalus, and therefore some chalal is going to be problematic. Now, the Mora is going to ask on this. Amonas Issa, the Mishnah says, is mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon Tetra. Then it says, what's that? A case of some chalal. So means Sabah Chalal is Mutter. Then you're saying, well, they're not Makar Chalalin, and therefore Sabah Chalal is Osir. So the price itself however, it seems to be very difficult. So Mora takes the price apart. Over Mark. Isaya Amonazi, so call Shane Beloy Mishum, there is a Lomishum, it's the Sinus Lomishum of the Melochim, the only issue is Cholodus. Hocha, a little kosher, but if the issue is Cholodus, Savik is Mutter. Maishno Hanuk the Raisa, Cholonami the Raisa, what's the difference? Both are Isurim the Raisa. One problem. Sumer Meir, Shemantik Kol Shein Mechel Mikol Eilu, Masin Lekuhuna, Hanatanakama. So what's the argument to the Meir and the Tanakama? But still, the third problem is Rishim and Elazar Eimer, Rishim and Meir, Bechen Ahi, Rishim and Manas Eimer, Mikid Dvar, Vezah, Monasiz, Kol Shein, 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 Kol Shein. So you said cholo is kosher, then you tell me, well, they're not really sure who are cholo are. So if we, you know, mamzerim, we know who they are. So this person not on the list, he's mutter. Cholo, we don't really know. So it's osur. You tell me it's mutter. So the whole brisa is difficult to understand. So we're just gonna work through the brisa. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me. Mamzer tzeveach v'chol oshoysek ike b'nayim. We have a person that when somebody says, well, you know, you're a mamzer, the person immediately responds that that's not true. And the cholo, they refer to him as a cholo, he doesn't respond. He doesn't deny it. So that's the issue. So Tanakama Savar call possible just to currently be shosik as possible. If the person doesn't respond, it's because he's accepting it. So if he's accepting it, there's a hidua that he's usher and he's usher. Okay. Well, I'm going to come to Tanakam. So call Shane Loi Stoik Mamzeris. If he would be quiet when they accuse him of Mamzeris, Loshak Nasinus, Loshak of the Malachim, that'd be a problem. He's not quiet. He's denying those things. And the truth is, it's a problem. We have shtecholo. So it's the same problem as everything else. So there's no difference between the cases. So what are the issues? The issues are cases of Sufik and based on chazaka, etc. We'll be matter it. Fine. So there's no difference between the cases, whether the issue is chololos or mamzeris. In the case before, had you had such a sick academic case, would be relevant by Mazaris, it'd also be mutter, based on the rule of monasies being mutter. But that's not but we, the Tanakhama said, I want to take a different issue off the table. There's no issue over here of the person seemingly acquiescing to the claims of Psul. So Meir says, no. Come on, Meir. This issue of Shtika, you're applying it to everything across the board is incorrect. Hanukhu, the Kaposel and Bekahol. I understand by Mamzeris, where if a person is a Mamzer, he can't marry anybody, he can't marry the main body of Klal Yisrael. So a person would never keep quiet. If it's not true, a person would say, you know what? You know, it's not worth responding. That's not true. If he's quiet, it means he's admitting, because if this issue is accepted, he's really he's limited tremendously. So the shtika is, if there was a shtika, that shtika is indicative of admission. Kosher, the case of cholol, the person's quiet, it doesn't prove anything. See, if mikra, then the person's mutter. You want to derive from the fact that he's not responding, that he's admitting, no. He's quiet because it's not worth fighting, because it's not such a big difference. That's what the mayor says. Comes of Shimon Elazar, the first version of the mayor. The comes of Shimon Elazar, the Tanakhama, the mayor. So we have two versions of what the mayor said. That's the first version of what the mayor said. Comes of Shimon Elazar says, no, Ishmi Elacha, the Machshav the mayor Bishtika. If you have such a Masara that Rameir was matter a case of Shtika, That's not the case which is kosher. That case is posel. The case is the opposite, where they refer to him as a mamzer. That's when he's kosher. But in case of cholov, he's shosik, he's admitting. In case of mamzer, he's not admitting. Why? What's the difference? Because by the shosik, some are mamzer, call him islay. Everybody knows who the mamzer are. So they call him a mamzer. Everybody knows. It's just, you know, he's calling him a dirty name, but he's not because he's really accusing him of having mamzer. Everybody knows who the mamzer are and who they're not. But a case of cholov, which people don't know, when somebody calls him that, he says, whoa, you know, people might think it's real. I better respond. And he didn't respond. Must be he's admitting. Abu Mamzer Vitzavach Cholo B'Shoisek Posel. So Shimon Lozer says, if you have such a Masar, that's what the mayor holds, but a case where Imamzer is but he's willing to say the following. In a case where they called him a mamzer, and he was seveach, so we see the person who responds. Then cholov b'shoisek, we say that's possible. By the ishik sabr mistaydo lamafkele mikahol. He's saying so. He's saying to himself, you know what? They called me a mamzer. I responded. Nobody seemed, and people seem to be okay with that. You know, let's not push our luck. At least I can marry into the main body of Klal Yisrael. So that case, the cholov would be possible. Tani chada yosem restrik mamzer kosher. So one version it says the case of the cholov mamzer he's quiet is kosher, which we like this argument because he knows he has no real need to respond. People know who's who. Shtek cholov is possible because it's not so well known. He should have responded. The Tanya Yiddish, we learn a different version, Shtek Cholo Kosher, Shtek Mamzer Posel. So we have a stira, these two prices, so we're still Kosher. So according to the Tanya Kama, the price, there's no difference in all four cases. Shtek Mamzer, Shtek Cholo are the same thing. Your mayor differentiates. We have two versions how he differentiates. Tanya Kama, leave it to your mayor. Tanya Kama says, my Mamzer Shtika is very, very important. Because it's a major threat to him. Becholol, not such a major threat. So his shtika doesn't prove anything. So shtek cholov is kosher, shtek mamzer is posel. That's the second brisa. And the first brisa, which says the shtek mamzer is kosher, shtek cholov is posel, hod shimon elozer leave it to the mayor. That's the shimon elozer leave it according to the mayor. Okay. So it comes up the case of the brisa, after everything is said and done, is not describing the case of Amon Asisa, is describing a side issue which we're trying to get off the table regarding Amon Asisa. What happens when people start questioning what the status is and how he responds? What does that play any role? The Tanakhama says it would, and therefore the case has to be that the person wasn't shoysik, and there's not, and any issue had been shoysik to would be problematic, and the mayor differentiates between the issues. Okay. Zuck Rashi. Nitmas Nisarev. Rashi towns towards the bottom on Yitala Manav. So there's that belongs to the piece before, fine. Okay. Is Omana Sisa Shido Lea She Sheru. So the Brisa says that which we have in the Mishnah that they should have brought testimony that the Monasis is Ksheira, is Kol Shein, Berube Sveik Yosel. The issues are not Loisavak Mamzeris, Loisavak Nasinas, Loisavak Avdim Alachim. None of these issues are involved. these potential other prophets are there. The only issue is chalolus. Rashi, what's avdi malachim? I mean, the question over here is maybe the man was an eved, and the eved would be born a woman with pasar her tikkuna. So why is avdi malachim? Just say the issue is avdis. So Rashi, shemachin knock at avdi malachim. So why was an issue? Shemachin Shlomo, because Shlomo, even as avodim, were very wealthy. Shoyah shirim, well, Israel, and they were aggressive people, and they would take what they wanted. They married Jewish women. Or similarly, we have from the family of Hurdis, who was really an Eved Malachim, the Mor says above Basar. He's really an Eved. And he never was freed. And he pushed himself to become king, even though really he was an Eved. So those people, because of their status, were able to marry Jewish women. So that's involved in by this Amonasisa. That their husband was from that family, that those issues, that would be problematic. So we're saying that that's not the situation. Okay. Let's hold it here. Okay, the brushes.